Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix. I used to be the Soul Sherpa. I still am the Soul Sherpa, but I'm here on the Violet Phoenix. That's the name of my publishing company, Violet Phoenix Publishing. And the website is listed in the description below if you want to check out all the books and more to come. And I'm so glad to see a full switchboard. I'll be taking the calls in the order that they came in. Please no predictions, because we're always creating our future. We're going into an entirely new paradigm of living. The old one is closing. As you can see, it's very chaotic. It's very disruptive. It's very negative. And so I'll help you get past some of your past things and start to move into the future and get more connected to your soul. And I need to hear your voice so I can tune into your particular energy field, because I do have several people on the switchboard. I have 8 people already. And I'm going to start with the first call that came in. Excuse me. And that is, I'm going to call out the area code so you know that I'm putting your mic on. And you can tell us where you're from if you want, but I just need to hear your voice so you can say a few things, whatever you feel comfortable saying. Okay, I'm going to get into readings now. I don't know. All of a sudden, I got to clear my throat. Okay, I'm going to the 509 area code. Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, good. How are you?
Wonderful, thanks.
This is Mindy from Pasco, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. It's, you know, we have a lot of disagreements going on here. We're a lot more peaceful on Maui, but we have the typical disagreements going on here. And, you know, it's kind of got everybody stagnated, but the ocean is always beautiful. I try to tune into nature. That's one thing we have. So how are you feeling about what's going on in your life? Are you able to tune into your own path, or is the chaos distracting you?
Oh, no, I can tune in. I can.
Oh, good.
In. Sorry.
Wonderful.
I'm. There's just so much going on in my life.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah, you got a lot going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you want to know like what you should be focusing on, or if there's things that you should be sorting through? It seems to me that there's some things that are probably not in your best interest that are on their way out. And
that are on their way out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have some things in your life that need to stay and some that need to go.
Okay.
Are you in touch with which things you think they are? Do you want help with that, or is there anything else, something else you want help with?
I think I know which things need to go. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of worried about my father and you know, his wife and things, and my kids and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of my house, and I mean just everything really.
Oh, you're worried about, well, see, if you're in touch with your higher self normally gives you information that you need to guide you. And then it, when you're hearing your inner voice of your higher self, it normally brings you a better viewpoint of each thing. But the one thing that, see, now, I can maybe, if you rephrase the question, I might be able to answer it for you. But I normally don't do, Spirit doesn't give me a lot of information about other people, give me information about you. But I do sense in your energy that I am picking up like anxiousness and worry and concern.
Yeah, yeah, there is
and
a
that,
lot of that.
Yeah, and that's not your higher self. That's always
okay.
The lower self and other energies. So let me see what I can help you with. You know, these things take a lot of time, but what I do here on the show is try to help people kind of move to the next, you know, move one thing. Okay. So the most important thing for us to move, unless you know what it is, I'm going to tune into spirit and try to see what it is. I'm trying to see what that is. I'm going to take it on the surface level and I'm going to back it down and see how it's originating on the soul level. So what I'm seeing is that all the things that you listed and what I'm seeing in your energy is that your mind is reaching out to these things and wanting to make sure that everything is okay. But what's happening is that the foundations of the solid world, 3D, are all crumbling. Everything's falling apart. And that's what's causing this upheaval of emotions and everything in everybody. So I'd like to try to bring you closer to your soul and get the answers from your soul as to how, and this is what you're being directed to do. All of the things that you listed, what you need to do is you need to pick one at a time. Just write them down. I'm getting write them down so that it's kind of like your list for Santa Claus or your list for God. You know, God, these are the things mm-hmm. that I'm concerned about. And I write it down so that your mind, the way your mind is programmed, and a lot of people's are like this, not just yours, but yours is programmed to want to keep track of everything. And the thing is, right now, that's a habit that we have to break. That's a 3D, that's a lower self habit. We need to break that habit. So you want to write that down so that your mind stops wanting to jump in and keep track of everything. And then you want to pick one thing at a time and ask, what's the best way for me to look at this situation? And then you okay. ask your higher self. So can we pick one right now? And then that's what you need to do. That's what Spirit is telling me. To get out of this habit, start to just focus on one thing at a time, because the energy of the planet is way too chaotic, and then you're tapping into all these other energies, and that's what's making you feel that way, because you're bringing in okay. all of this stuff.
Okay.
So if you're going to care, you're going to have to see things from your soul's viewpoint, and you're going to have to stay calm, stay centered, ask your soul to tell you how to feel. Let's pick one thing. What is the thing that you think I can help you with today?
Just the situation with my father and his wife, that's really bothering me from what she said today. And I believe her intent is, I don't know.
Okay. Let me just, now what I do is I'm going to go to your soul. I'm going to take you to the soul level where the answers are. And I am getting, and I'm serious about this, and I mean, I know this is going to sound real generic, but in this case, this is something that you need to leave alone.
Okay.
Do you think you're going to be able to do that?
I don't know.
This is something you need to leave to its own, because what's happening is there's a whole relationship dynamic that's going on in the situation, and what you need to do in this is you need to preserve your own peace. Is that what Spirit's telling me? You need to let the relationship dynamics that are going on, this relationship dynamics more than it is a real issue, is what Spirit is saying. And so things are sparking, personality issues and all this kind of thing. And this is what's going on everywhere. This is what's going on in communities, in government bodies, everything, places of work. It's happening in relationships. There isn't anything in this situation that you can do anything about with your caring. And it's good that you're a caring person, but I'm getting that there's nothing that you can do. And that you should try to just get your own center in your own peace of mind and your own peace inside of yourself.
I don't think I could let that go, though. She said she was going to kill him today.
I just really am getting that it's not real. It's just the personality dynamics coming out. It's not real.
Okay.
It's not. I'm getting that it's not going to happen. It's just people are going to the extremes, and they say and do things that are really crazy, and it's happening across the board, not just in your situation. But that's a pretty serious thing to bring up, you know, if it is real, but I'm getting that it's not real and it's not, you know, it's just crazy. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because the way she said it wasn't like, I mean, it was just the way she said it was like adamant, like, I'm going to do this. And it was like, I'm going to go to the store. It was like, I'm going to kill you. Like, I was like, what? Like that's not how normal people speak. I mean, like, it was like, this is going to happen. And I didn't.
When we stay in the space right now, I know, I realize that. I know what you're saying, but it's not going to happen. I know that this is quite a leap of faith for me to say this, but I trust my heart center, and I get yes and no. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to cut you loose so I can get to the rest of the calls, is I'm going to ask you, you're in a more calm place right now, and I want you to go to your heart center after you get off of the call, and I want you to ask your heart, is this really going to happen?
Okay.
And it'll help for you to stabilize the energy, too, because you're involved in it energetically anyway. So just stabilize yourself, stabilize the situation, okay? All right, I know it's serious. I'm sorry people are going through some really serious stuff, but good luck with
that.
Okay, all right.
I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Sure. Okay, now I'm going to a Skype call. And it takes a minute for it to connect. Okay, hi. What can I help you with this evening? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, is this my Skype caller? Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hi. So my name is Melissa, and I can remember, is it possible that you can send a healing to my young mom? She has a... if you look at her, she really needs it. It's for her to walk.
Oh, like for healing?
Yeah.
You need help with healing. That's kind of not what we're doing here, but I'll try to help you understand how to... What I do is I read people's energy and I communicate with their higher self to try to get them answers on things.
Are you able to get my younger mom right now? What is she needing for her health?
Oh, what she needs for her health?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the other thing too. It's like I always get information for the people that are calling, not for people that aren't. You know that they're so the only thing I can help you with is if you're concerned about it. Chances are, somewhere inside of you, you know what it is.
Okay,
and do you know what it is? Do you want to share?
Yeah.
What can she do for her health?
Eating, walking, and beating the negative energy. So there's too much negative energy around there.
Yeah. Uh huh. So you already know that. Uh huh.
That's true. You got me. Yeah, but she's weak. She's weak.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything. Listen to your soul as I'm talking to you, and I'll tune into your soul too. And I'm trying to see if there's anything that you can do. You're right. I am seeing a lot of negative energy, and then a lot of people are very sensitive, and they pick everything up. And I see that, and you're correct in the way you're looking at this. And so I'm going to ask Spirit if there's anything that you can do to help the situation. I am getting that you can clear the energy around her. Do you think that you can do that?
I've been trying. What a guidance do we need? I think I can with the love of
okay,
God.
Okay, so... what you want to do, right, what you have to do is you don't want to think about what's wrong with the energy, because then you increase that. What you want to do is look at her heart and then give her heart energy to grow her energy, her heart center, the love. I see she has a Christ-dedicated heart. So you want to focus on that and keep expanding that and ask Christ to come in there and protect her energy and expand her energy field so that she's stronger than the energies around her. But you don't want to give any attention to the bad energies because that causes them to grow. You know what I'm saying? So you want to put good energy, put and build good energy around her, and just keep doing that as long as you can, and then take it to the next step. But try to do that and see what happens. See if you can do that. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I will.
All right. And good luck with everything. God bless. Okay. I am going to the 856 area code, and I have somebody texting me like crazy here on my phone. Hi. What can I help you with tonight? 856 area code? Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, wonderful. How are you? I'm so glad we're doing this tonight.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot on my plate, too, so trying to figure out which way to go and where I'm headed to.
Mm-hmm.
All that happy stuff,
yeah.
And nothing's like happening on the manifestation of what I want. So, like, about to give
right.
up. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, I know how you feel. Well, that's kind of how a lot of people feel. I kind of anticipated that a lot of people really need a lot of help, but it seems so hopeless for so many because, like I said, of the chaos. So I'm getting that. Your job or lack thereof is not providing you with security right now.
Right.
You're feeling insecure about that.
Right.
And is your job been cut back or it's not happening or is the energy really bad?
Not happening. Energy all around bad.
It's not.
Like I said, like
yeah.
going through like I planned. Money and all that happy stuff.
Yeah, so what you're going to need to do is, what I'm getting is that this job that you're speaking of or job you're looking for is,
right.
is you're allowing it to define you right now, and I can feel that in your energy field, and I can see that. So what I would like you to do, should you choose to do this, is spend about a day, just give yourself one day to just go inside and say, what is it that I've always really wanted to do? And you can share that with us now if you want to, but I'm getting that it's something that has to do with expression, such as I'm seeing that the job you might have left behind or what you're seeking is very menial. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Menial, just like task-oriented and kind of simple. And that
right.
you really have this really great creative center that you should be expressing. And I'm seeing that you should start to pursue a career or a future in that which interests you. And I'm seeing like acting... it's kind of like acting, but you start out with, and sometimes people aren't aware of what, you know, what the gifts of their soul are. They've always been kind of latent, and that might be kind of latent in you, but I'm seeing a lot more soul expression. So if you're looking at getting a new livelihood, I would look at doing something that involves people, like a server or, something like that.
Trying to, and that's not going through with the other person. Not even, like, finances help, you know what I mean? Like a partner.
What?
I like a business, I like a B&B.
Oh, you're trying to do like a B&B.
Right.
Well, yeah, well, obviously your soul is wanting you to do service or, you know, be doing some kind of caretaking with people. So you want to do anything
that
feels like that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you've been doing. Okay, well, that's good. So I'm just saying, it's something, you know, you got to step it up. A lot of times the reason it's not happening is you need to step it up.
Okay.
Somehow. Is there something that you feel in you that you could, you know, a way you've always wanted to do it, but you haven't done it yet.
Right. Gotcha. Cool.
Do you know what? Yeah. Step it up, because usually the doors are closing because it's trying to push you to a better opportunity. But you're definitely a people person, and you need to see what career you really need to pursue. Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing like acting, some kind of expression. You really got to get into your creative self, because that's what 5D is about. The old doors are closing. Life's got to get a lot richer and deeper. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. All right.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. All right. You're welcome. I noticed that everybody is kind of a franticness. I'm sorry, and it makes it a little bit hard for me to do readings. So please cope with me, because we move at a much slower pace here. In Maui. Now, I'm not sure. Let me see. 256 area code. I don't know if this one I just had. 256. Did I talk to you already?
No, you did not.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi.
Can I help
Kimberly.
You with this evening? You are Kimberly. I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought it was 256. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
So, I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, I am embracing change. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I resigned from a teaching position in May, and now I'm looking for navigating a leadership position. And I just
very good, very good.
Want some information from my soul in reference to that.
Yeah, leadership position. I remember, because I talked to you a few times on the Soul Sherpa, that you also had to step it up. See, when I tell people that, sometimes it takes a while. I've been working on that myself, stepping up. Leadership role, because you are a leader. And so are you looking like kind of like what field that you should be using that in?
Yes.
Okay, let me just focus on that for a minute. Leadership for Kimberly, what kind of a field should she be leading in? So you quit a teaching position. What is your education for teaching? Can I ask you?
I have a master's in science and education, but, you know, I could also coach. I could train. All of that translates to training, coaching.
Okay.
Yeah,
because the picture I saw of you, it fits the picture I saw of you. The picture I got was too vague. The picture that I got was you teaching, but older people, not children. And
yeah.
I saw you teaching information. So that's all I got as a picture for you. So what you just said fits it. So what you should be going into, Christ, what should Kimberly, and I know that you work with the Christ energy. Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, yes.
The Christ energy. So you always want, because that helps you refine your search. I'm getting to remind you to refine your search. And I'm trying to see what kind of a setting it looks like it's probably in. And you might even have a good instinct on this. What kind of a setting would it be, job or vocational? I'm getting kind of like college.
Okay.
Like adult continuing education, college. I'm seeing something more like that. I'm not really seeing like corporate. I'm seeing still the school setting, but a stepped up. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, that does, because I've been applying to colleges.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're doing the right thing then. You left the old thing, and you're stepping it up, and you're headed in the right direction. So just ask Christ to just help you settle in your higher self, to help you settle into the right one for you. And congratulations.
Okay.
I'm so happy for you. Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha.
Bye. Yay, success. Aloha, I love that. See, that's what we say here. Aloha, and we say mahalo for thank you. I'm so used to that. I've been here a long time. So the 267 area code now. What can I help you with this evening?
Hi, I'm Donna from Pennsylvania. And I'm not sure you said about prediction. Tomorrow I'm going to the doctors. I don't know if you could answer this. And do you see everything being okay, or do you see what?
Yeah, I can tune into medical stuff. I got to give you a disclaimer, though, because we're not doctors. That legally somebody could get mad at us, but it is legitimate. I often get medical information for people. So you said you've been going to the doctor, and you want to know, and did you want to kind of keep it private, and you just want me to check and see if...
I have blood on my urine, but it's not a urinary tract infection. I mean, you can't see it. It's just there, so they won't have it checked out to see where, you know, what it's coming from or, you know.
Yep, I should be able to do this. If I can calm myself and center and tune into your energy, I should be able to check and to see what it is. Okay, so you know what? I think what I'd like you to do, do you see my email address on the show description?
No, I
don't. Oh. It's in the show description, it's Alana at AlanaK.com. If you could send me an email, then I'll email the answer to you.
Okay.
Is that okay? But I'm getting that it's not something super serious or over the top like that. It's going to be something, I'm getting that it's something kind of unusual and kind of, yeah, I'm not getting that it's a serious situation. But I'm
going
to...
And where is it on your, because I don't have a pen right now or nothing.
Oh, okay. So are you looking at a show, did you tune in on your phone, on a laptop, or how did you tune into the show?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, but did you, what kind of a device did you tune in?
I could probably see the email if I go and hit, I could probably see it. Could you say that one more time?
Okay, are you looking at anything to see this show? You only called in, or are you looking at a computer?
Yeah, I can look at it. There's a picture, and I think it says who the person is. You know, as soon as I,
and it says below that it says free soul and energy readings with Alana K. Do you see that?
Alana K.
Okay, it should say free soul and energy readings with Alana K. Do you see that anywhere?
Okay, yeah, I'm sure when I get one thing.
Oh, okay, because right underneath that it says Alana K is the author and lists my books, and then it has my websites, and then it has my email address. So it's in there in the description, Alana@AlanaK.com. But I'm getting that it's not something serious to worry about.
Okay, and it can be fixed.
Yeah, I got to look at what it is, and I have a lot of calls I have to try to handle. Plus I want to keep it private. Okay.
Okay, and can I just ask one quick thing?
Mm-hmm.
One more quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the person I was in a relationship with, letting him go, and I think he might see it. I mean, and. Want the same. Do you see him trying to come back, or do you just see
somebody that you just let go of, or do I see it? I see unresolved issues, like everything was unresolved. And if I were you, I would try to let go of it for a little, give it some breathing room. Try to, it's kind of hard to do that because you want to keep being pulled back in because of the issues, but that you need a break from each other right now, and that when you feel like it's time, you know, either you can make contact or allow that, you know, just tell the person's soul, let's talk. That's what I'm getting, just some breathing space, and then give some issues some time to settle. And then communicate again, even if it was really kind of bad. Just let it settle. It needs to be. Things need to be resolved. Sometimes people need to apologize and Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Oh, okay.
It's going to kind of always linger because there's unresolved things. Even if it takes years, sometimes a phone call comes and somebody apologizes too. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
it's
then.
It's not over till it's over. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling. That's an interesting thing, you know, when people ask that, it's a kind of a good thing for people to know. Relationships right now kind of need to be polished. You might want to dig up some of your old ones if they're unresolved too, just to have peace of mind on for both parties. Okay, I'm going to the 216 area code. Did I talk to you already? Nope.
No, you didn't.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
What can I help you with this evening?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
It's Desmond calling from Ohio.
Calling, Ohio?
You in Maui, Hawaii? Enjoying the nice weather?
Maui,
out there,
yeah.
Yeah,
it is nice. I grew up in Milwaukee. I've been here for 22 years. I'm really used to this now. I love it here. Yeah.
I know it's easy to get used to. I know that, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just anything that you can pick up energetically that I need to work on or foresee for getting me ready for the 5D transformation that's going on right now.
That's a very good question. Let me look at some of your soul gifts. Are you aware of what your gifts of your soul are, like what you bring to the table?
Yeah,
I know you're a people person.
People say that, but I don't see myself as that. I'm kind of an introvert. I mean, I'm an introvert,
yeah.
Extrovert, so it's kind of like, you know, I'd be.
I gotcha. Yeah, so people like talking to you. They like engaging with you. So then, but you need to know when you need your space, yeah. So, like the kind of career, let me just ask what kind of career is good. Desmond, you said your name is?
Yes.
Yeah, let me see. What's a good career for Desmond to be looking at? I know it's not like, have you been doing sales or server or bartender? Have you been doing any of that kind of thing in your life?
Nah. My thing I've been like going towards is because I like helping people, so it's like health, like herbology and Reiki and stuff like that.
You're good at helping people, but see, whenever you have an interest like that, sometimes your soul is going to lead you, and this is kind of what I was inclined to think, that your soul is going to lead you through a kind of winding path, and it's not exactly a direct, you know. But what I'm getting is to use, to continue to build your engagement skills with other people and to sense their needs. This is why, you know, being a server or being a, the first thing I can do is like sales, because what you're doing is you're learning how to tune in. So you're tuning in to know how to engage with them. And so what your soul is probably going to guide you to do for training for your ultimate career, if you are interested in being like a natural health practitioner, is you need to use intuition when you do those kind of livelihoods. So what I'm getting is that your soul is going to start to put you in to a livelihood that'll help you develop your intuition when it comes to people. And that's why I was getting those careers. So that's probably where your soul will lead you. Kind of see what, you know, you can test the waters if that, you know, I don't know if it resonates with you at all, but test the waters and see if maybe those doors start to open for you, because I'm getting that's where your soul wants to lead you. But once again, you definitely wouldn't want to do it full time, because you do need your time to yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you need to develop your intuition and your when it comes to your skills with engaging with people is what I'm getting from spirit. And sales would help you with that. And you do well with it because whatever your soul wants you to do, it's going to pay you for it. It's kind of like you get paid. You're being employed by spirit, even though you think you got a job, but it's because spirit is. And you'll do well. You know, if you do like commission sales, you'll do really well. And then that'll give you the freedom, you know, that because commission sales, you can really make a lot of money, and then you'll have the time, the freedom, the money to pursue your other goals while you're doing that. And that's what I'm getting for you.
Okay.
All right. Just try it out. See how that fits. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Let us know how it's going. Yeah, I'm going to do this every week, so let me know how it's going, people. All right, 610 area code, what can I help you with this evening?
Yes, hello, my name is Shana. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Shana from Pennsylvania. Hi.
Hi. I'm wondering if me and my husband is going to get back together or not.
Oh, okay, let me have a look-see at the relationship. I got to just tune into your voice. Can you tell me something else? Let me see Pennsylvania, just so I can hear your voice. I can tune into your energy. Let me see. Oh, yeah, how's the weather over there in Pennsylvania?
Are you in summer now? It's hot right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I was in Wisconsin, it used to get really hot there, hot and humid, because you're the moisture from the Gulf is coming up and gets blocked by the Canadian jet stream. Okay, I am getting, I'm picking up on your soul, if you and your husband. I got to tell you, wow, you have a really strong soul relationship. Why wouldn't you know if you're going to get back together?
Well, it's kind of weird. It's like we've been separated for a while, and he done started dating someone else, but he still wants to try to get involved with me at times, romantically.
Yeah.
And I'm like not wanting to go there because he's involved with someone else.
Yeah.
So I'm like wondering, and he doesn't show no signs that he wants to. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. But I do get from spirit, and I was kind of getting this before you said that, and that confirms it for me, is that it's up to you to make sure that you let him know where you stand. Because he's kind of looking for permission from you, and unfortunately, a lot of men especially, and I hate to generalize, but I did notice this by doing reading, is men have trouble being alone, so they'll find something like any port in a storm. And you'd have to be able to forgive him for that. I'm kind of see if there's unresolved. You have to let him know that you don't, which I'm sure you've done already. But you would have, but it would be like where you want to give him a heartfelt message about how you feel about your relationship. You know, like why you'd like to be back together. I don't know if you can do that,
yeah,
but what I'm getting from spirit.
I can't because he's actually still with another person.
Right, I know. But you still want to express that if you're having feelings. Now, this is where readings come in. It's not what we see on the surface. It's not what seems to be logical. But what I'm getting from spirit, and you can try this on and see if it works, is that you at least need to express that. That's the first thing that I got is you need to express how you feel towards him and let it go from there and say, but I can't, I really like us to be together because ABC and this is why, but I can't even consider having a relationship with you while you're involved with somebody else. So what you're doing then is you're giving him your decision comes first, then he has to make his decision. But make it really clear. That's what I'm getting. Make it very clear to him. But you have to include the positive part about why you want to be with him. But why you want to be with him, but why you won't be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a very strong soul relationship. This is going to bother you forever if you don't tell him how you feel about him. Because you know what? Karmically, karmically and according to the cosmos, you are off the hook, and this relationship won't bother you if you express all of your love to him. But say, but you can't have this unless you clean that up. So, but like I'm saying, that's how you get off the hook karmically. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you might be surprised. You might move on once you express yourself fully. That's what I'm getting. The words are being repeated to me. Express yourself fully and then keep moving. And if he comes in and he's ready to get on board, fine. And if he's not, you're off the hook as far as the Akashic records are concerned. Okay?
Okay.
And you can always re-listen to these shows if you're having trouble. You know, you want to hear what I had to say. All the archives of the shows are in there, and so you can listen to it again. Well, I appreciate the call, and good luck with everything on that. Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Mm-hmm. Bye. All right. Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing an hour show. I just did 45 minutes today because I wanted to see what was going to happen with the new show. I only have a little more than 3 minutes left. And I got 1, 2, 3. I got 3 calls. So let's see what we can do. Okay, 347 area code. What can I help you with?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
This is Katie, and I wanted to ask about I'm planning on moving out of town, and I wanted to know what guidance energy you're picking up around me moving out of town.
What area of the country are you in now?
I'm in New York.
Do you want to tell them? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I just get a really strong, do you have family there that you're close to?
Where? Well, yeah.
Because I'm trying to figure out what that is, where you are. Because I'm getting this really strong sense of home inside of you. So it was either you're looking for your home or you are home. And I'm trying to just narrow it down because that's all I was given. Your heart is your home. I'm supposed to tell you that your heart is your home, first of all. Not that has anything. I'll get on to what you asked me. But Spirit wanted me to tell you that. That's what that was about. Your heart is your home. So what we're going to do is we go to your heart center, and then you ask your heart center, it's a yes or a no. Do we stay or do we go? Because what happens if we start to jump in and start to analyze it, then we mess it up, and we mess up the inner guidance. So we're just checking with your heart, stay or go, and I want you to do this with me. I'm checking your heart center. What was your name again? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Katie.
Katie. Katie. So have you made, I'm getting that you should stay where you are.
I didn't get that. Well, I'm not sure I'm great at jumping into my heart center either.
Yeah.
I can't what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm getting some real solid. It's like you're supposed to be changing something. You're supposed to be a change agent. Do you know what the reason was? I'm getting that wherever you are, you're supposed to be looking at what you want to transform. I'm getting the word transform. Or you need to transform. Let me see, Spirit. Can you clarify for me? Transform. She's transformed. She's good. Okay, so you also have Christ energy in your heart. You're guided by Christ. Do you tune into Christ?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever the reason is, I'm seeing Christ energy very strong. So what I'm getting for you, and I guess you might need to spend a little time with this and see if it rings true for you, if you can kind of open up your mind to it, is that wherever you are, a lot of people are leaders of change in the area that they're in, and they're where they are for a reason. So try to look around and see if there's something that you feel like you could usher in change, be the leader of some kind of change. And I'm seeing stuff in the community.
I don't know. I'm just over living in this town. I don't really have any interest in living here at all anymore.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't, like, my heart is not in New York, you know, so I'm thinking more down south. So,
Well,
New York doesn't interest me. It just doesn't interest me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sometimes that happens. There's not a match on, like, what we're saying, what we're seeing or feeling. And
I do cards too, and the cards were saying that because it was two places I wanted to move to, and one of the places it seems like it's a lot of drama going there, like the National Guard just got there and stuff. So the card actually says now is not the time because there's a lot of chaos and conflict going on in that place.
Yeah.
So you know, it could be like now is not the time for me to actually move, you know. So.
Yeah, but look within, go deeper, and ask if there's something that you can contribute to where you are right now. Okay. So why don't you do that? You just ask your heart if there's something.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay, aloha. Yeah, it's pretty chaotic everywhere, and we got to get pretty strong in knowing ourselves before we relocate, or we're really going to be in trouble. Well, I'm out of time, and I got two calls left on the board. I'm sorry, 770 and 401, I can't get your calls, but try again next week. Click on follow, and then you'll be notified when I set up a show. I plan to do it every Wednesday. I moved it to Tuesday this week because I needed to, but it will be every Wednesday evening. I will be doing the show, but I will do an hour show next time. So click on follow and check out the websites. And I thank everybody for calling in. It was a great show, and have a wonderful week. Aloha.